Maths. We love it. We love everything about it, but we love love. Do you love love, Ash?
I love love.
I love love. And the show that's all about love, well, it's actually an experiment where they're trying to bring people together, but it's kind of brought more drama than anything else. But love wins in the end. And Patrick and Belinda are clearly in love, and we love everything about them. Patty joins us this morning. G'day, mate.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're really good, and we're so glad to be speaking with you again because, do you know what, of all the people in the show, I think Johnny and Kerry and you and Belinda are the two couples that actually seem real.
Yeah.
It seemed like you're actually there for the right reasons and have found love. Well done, you.
Well, thank you very much, guys. That's nice to hear early this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously, it's all unfolding this week as to who's staying and who's separating and things like that. But leading up to that moment where you had to make the decision, if you're looking back, what were you feeling? Were you really nervous?
Oh, yeah, I definitely was a bit nervous because you've had a good experiment, the person you match with. Once I go home for a week and you can't talk or like text them or call them or anything during that week, so completely shut off communication. And you never know if they're going to, change your mind. So I was always quietly confident, but I never want to get too confident because then, if you said no, that would be even worse.
Can I ask, Patty, what is Belinda's worst trait? Like, what's her habit? What's that one thing you just go, ugh, but it's obviously enough for you to overcome?
Oh, worst trait. Honestly, man, she doesn't really have a worst trait at all. Like, as you guys can see, she's absolutely lovely and genuine and beautiful. And, there's nothing really that bugs me about her at all.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
That
you
is
know
cool.
What? I love that. And it must feel good, too, being able to be one of those couples that goes on the show when you know that half of them probably set up to be fake and for fireworks and things like that.
Yeah.
You must go, I got a real winner here because mine's actually genuine.
Absolutely. Yeah, I did. I do count myself, lucky because, all of us don't know who we're getting matched with and what, personality we're going to get and everything. And the experiment has its own, challenges throughout the way and different people you got to deal with along the way. So, so I never knew I was going to get to the end, to be honest. I was hopeful, but I guess no one thinks it's going to go to the end. So it's a good feeling.
Now, Patrick, has this changed your opinion on the dating scene? Because remember, early days in the conversation, you were basically had almost given up hope that people were going to be genuine, honest, and were in the world to find love. Has this rekindled that romantic notion in you and given you hope again?
Yes, I guess so. Yeah, I don't remember that conversation a while ago, but
it seems like forever ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's been a crazy. I'll tell you what, though, like doing that experiment, which lasted for about 3 months last year, and then, reliving it all in TV again and just having your life turn upside down. It's been, probably the most crazy couple of months of my life, to be honest. So, but I don't regret it.
Do you know what? Once it's all finished and over and done with the whole show we're talking about, obviously, and hoping, obviously not the relationship side of it.
They're good. They're solid.
Yeah,
they're solid.
You guys good. So you must just put your feet up, relax, and enjoy yourself because you've definitely earned it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely.
All right, cool. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Patty. All the best, my brother.
All right, thanks, guys.